Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today over the phone we are joined by Castle Heights Elementary Principal Wendy Flucky as well as Renee Strait. We're doing this week's Carbon School District Update. It's a pleasure to be talking to both of you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, wonderful. We're always happy to visit with you, Aiden.
And, you know, I feel like every time we're talking, something exciting is always happening at Castle Heights, and this obviously no exception. Something that's really been interesting is you guys are doing a fundraiser night right now to get friendship benches in place on campus. So for people who might not be familiar, what is a friendship bench?
So when we were interviewing students for student government, one of the themes that they went with was to have a bench, purchase a bench out on our playground, so if a student didn't have somebody to play with, they could go sit on the bench, and that would indicate to the other students that they needed a friend. So with that said, we are in the process of doing a fundraiser with a raffle, and whoever wins it will be a one-day ski pass to Brighton Ski Resort, good for two adults. And so we're really hoping that we're able to raise the funds to purchase this friendship bench for our students.
Now, that's just a fantastic prize. I know around here everyone loves getting out and exploring in the winter, especially skiing, snowboarding, whatever it may be. So that's a great prize to give away as a part of this fundraiser. Now, if people are interested, where can they go to get tickets and how much is it going to cost them?
All they need to do is call Castle Heights Elementary. They're $2 for a ticket, and we will have the drawing on Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's coming up on November 25th, so it's an exciting time right around the corner. I recommend going out and getting some of these tickets. Not only are you giving to a great cause, you have a chance to win some great prizes. And, you know, the fun doesn't stop there at Castle Heights. You guys have had several fun activities since we last talked. I mean, Red Ribbon Week, always a hit. You guys also had a career day the other day, so just lots of fun to be had for the Castle Heights Knights.
Yes, always busy here. Lots of fun things going on.
And then moving to more of the academic side of things, mid-year testing coming up right around the corner. But we were talking beforehand, and you guys have already seen such great growth from these students throughout the year.
We have. Yes, we have. And I'd like Renee to speak a little bit more on that, because she really does track the progress of students. And as we see students are mastering skills, she gets with the teachers. They change their groups just so that we can make sure that all kids are becoming proficient.
So we're working hard to make sure that every kid has all of the skills that they need to be good readers, and making sure that they understand all of the phonics concepts. So we have this great program we use called 95% that works through every single phonics concept so that we can make sure a student has all of the tools that they need to read. So at the beginning of the year, we tested all of our kids, and 31% of our student body had some gap somewhere in their phonics skills. And just in a quarter and a half, we've worked those kids through the program, and only 19% of the kids are left in the program. So it's really exciting to see the progress and the number of kids who are graduating from phonics.
That's extremely exciting to see these kids becoming more proficient with reading. I know in recent years on a statewide level and as well as a district-wide level, there's been a very big emphasis in pushing these kids to become proficient in these skills as well as pushing them beyond proficiency. And that's something that you guys seem to have really found a way to excel at with this program.
We have. And, you know, the state goal is for all third graders to be proficient at reading 70%. By the next summer, and at the end of our school year, we had 76% of our third graders proficient. So we are exceeding the state's goal, and we just plan on to continue to excel to have all of our kids proficient in reading.
Now, something I'm always curious about when I talk to educators is, how do you guys manage to balance it all? I mean, you have a lot going on. We talked about activities, fundraisers going on. You have archery tryouts going on. And how do you manage to balance all of this with building relationships with students as well as keeping them educated? It's truly a balancing act for you guys, but you pull it off in such an amazing way.
We do, and part of it is empowering all of our teachers and our PLCs to be leaders. Because it really does take all of us to lead this and to move forward. So it really is shared leadership.
Yeah, it is. And I feel like on a personal level with the kids, an advantage of being more of a rural school in Carbon County is that you can develop a one-on-one relationship with a lot of your students. You see bigger class sizes up north in districts like Salt Lake, Provo. You have these major class sizes and teachers get a little overwhelmed. But here, it feels like due to some slightly smaller class sizes, you can build that that one-on-one relationship with these students?
You know, we can, and we are very fortunate here in Price. We have such a supportive school board, a supportive superintendent. We just have such a supportive administration that really does support us here in our school to lower the class sizes so that we are able to better meet our kids' needs.
Yeah, it really is a benefit of going to school in the Carbon School District. It feels like everyone's so supportive of these students. Everyone wants to see them succeed, and that's a major thing. And something that you and I wanted to talk about coming into this is archery tryouts happening this week. And, you know, that's something that I never thought I'd see a bit of a renaissance happening in the Carbon School District with, but you guys have really set the standard for excellence in archery.
We have, and we are just so excited to get this new group of kids and do these tryouts and just see where we're going with our archery team this year, but it's always exciting.
Now, Principal Flucky, Renee, unfortunately we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
You know what? We just live in such a great community, and we are so grateful for all the support that we have, and just encourage our parents to continue to support us.
Well, Principal Flucky, Renee, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guests, Castle Heights Principal Wendy Flucky and Renee Strait, and we're talking about what's happening over at Castle Heights for this week's Carbon School District Update. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.